I gave the cat a worldly sneer. You see, Kitty, I have worked up this new routine called Faithful Dog Waiting Patiently. Our design department spent months working it up, and it contains several deep and mysterious psychological whatevers.
Psychological whatevers. That sounds very deep and mysterious.
Now you're getting it, Pete. You see, the whole routine was laid out and designed and tested for Sally Mae, who, you might have guessed by now, has a certain weakness, shall we say, for dogs who are faithful and patient.
Pete let out a gasp.
Oh, my goodness. She'll see you sitting there, faithful and patient, and she'll give you all the scraps?
Exactly. And she'll see you sitting there looking fat and lazy, ungrateful, undeserving, insolent, dishonest, and all the other things you are, and she'll give you no scraps.
Pete was shocked, devastated.
Oh, darn.
And by the way, Kitty, don't try to pull your old trick of hissing at me. We know that will be your next move, but I'm sorry to inform you that we've already installed anti-hissing devices.
That killed him.
Well, darn again.
Sorry, Pete. I hate to take advantage of a dumb cat, but missing a few meals might do you some good.
At that very moment, the back door opened. My ears shot up. My steely gaze moved from Kitty to the back porch. There stood, yes, Sally Mae, the angel of scrap time. I could hardly conceal my mirth. Mirth, I suppose it is. Or joy. I could hardly congeal my joy. Conceal my... skip it. I turned back to the cat.
Here we go, Pete. You're fixing to get a brutal lesson in psychological warfare and dog superiority. Watch carefully, and you might even want to take a few notes.
I put the cat and everything else completely out of my mind.
See, doing faithful dog would be an exercise in pure concentration, and though I was confident of the outcome, I knew that it would be one of the most complex and demanding presentations of my whole career. What made it tough was that I had reason to believe that Sally Mae wasn't, wildly fond of me, shall we say. We'd had a long history of misunderstandings, don't you see? Small differences of opinion. Our relationship had suffered its share of ups and downs. But I knew that she had a good heart and an open mind, and most important of all, that she placed a high value on patience and faithfulness. And that was the key to my whole strategy, my whole plan. All I had to do was sell her on the idea that I was your basic, fundamental, patient and faithful dog, who was also hungry and waiting patiently and faithfully for his reward of scraps. I knew I could do it. I knew I could do it. There she was, standing on the back porch. I summoned up all my powers of concentration and molded myself into the dog of her dreams. The kind of dog she had always wanted. The dog she would have bought if she'd gone shopping in a dog store or something like that. A pet store. Before my very eyes, I transformed my innermost being into Mr. Patient Dog and Mr. Faithful Dog, and then let those qualities shine forth into the world. She noticed.